Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment this Christmas week. This is Mike Ailman. This week, members of the KPBX staff will be reading Snowbound, A Winter Idyll by John Greenleaf Whittier. Snowbound, A Winter Idyll is a long narrative poem first published in 1866. The poem takes place in what is today known as the John Greenleaf Whittier Homestead, which still stands in Haverhill, Massachusetts. The poem chronicles a rural New England family as a snowstorm rages outside for 3 days. Stuck in their home, for a week the family members exchange stories by their roaring fire. Snowbound. The sun that brief December day rose cheerless over hills of gray, and, darkly circled, gave at noon a sadder light than waning moon. Slow tracing down the thickening sky its mute and ominous prophecy, a portent seeming less than threat, it sank from sight before it set. A chill, no coat, however stout, of homespun stuff could quite shut out, a hard, dull bitterness of cold that checked, mid-vein, the circling race of lifeblood in the sharpened face. The coming of the snowstorm told. The wind blew east. We heard the roar of ocean on his wintry shore and felt the strong pulse throbbing there beat with low rhythm our inland air. Meanwhile, we did our nightly chores, brought in the wood from out of doors, littered the stalls, and from the mows raked down the herd's grass for the cows. Heard the horse whinnying for his corn, and, sharply clashing horn on horn, impatient down the stanchion rose the cattle shake their walnut bows. While peering from his early perch upon the scaffold's pole of birch, the cock his crested helmet bent, and down his querulous challenge sent. Unwarmed by any sunset light, the gray day darkened into night. The night made hoary with the swarm a whirl dance of the blinding storm, a zigzag wavering to and fro crossed and recrossed the winged snow. And ere the early bedtime came, the white drift piled the window frame, and through the glass the clothesline posts looked in like tall and sheeted ghosts. That was the opening of Snowbound by John Greenleaf Whittier, published first in 1866. Tune in again tomorrow for the continuation of Snowbound by John Greenleaf Whittier. Thank you so much for listening to the Poetry Moment. This is Mike Ailman.